It's CK and welcome to Listener. We recently had the chance to visit High Range with the 4th Regiment Royal Australian Artillery from the 3rd Brigade. We had an incredible experience, and in the middle of the bush, out of nowhere, came the Sallyman. The Sallyman offers a steaming cup of coffee wherever you are, a welcome sight for the worn-out diggers, many miles from their homes and loved ones. We had the chance to catch up with Nigel to talk about his story.
My name's Nigel. I'm a Salvation Army officer, a philanthropic person that serves within Australian Army. My specific mission is morale and welfare of soldiers. Our first history of the Salvation Army with the Defence Force was actually with the Salvo ladies, where they served donuts and coffee to our servicemen and women in hop-in tents. And from there, when the Army started deploying overseas, we also have served with them over 125 years.
You've been 18 years. What keeps you going?
I think in the Salvation Army way, instead of preaching and asking people to come to me, it's rolling my sleeves up and doing something of value in the community that I'm sent to serve. So seeing something of value make a difference. And for me, being a person of faith, not just talking it up, but putting it in action, that, you know, sometimes words are important, but match it with action is also important as well.
And you've been deployed too. You've seen a part of the world.
I have. So I've probably one of the luckiest Sally men around. So I had a 6-month deployment in Timor with the battle group, and also in 1617 had a deployment to the Middle East as well. So coming alongside the men and women and being with them on deployment, and in the same way, serving them on deployment is one of those special places as well.
I was going to say too, being in it, obviously, you know, training is one thing, but being there and experiencing it firsthand, to have a face like yourself, that must be extremely rewarding to be able to be there and help these people going through some pretty tough times.
That's pretty much it. So being a safe person, something as simple as having a coffee, and, you know, often my role is just listening and allowing people to get off. I'm not a mental health specialist. I'm not a lot of things, but I'm a safe person that loves to listen and do the journey with people as they serve. And to be part of that and something bigger is something that's quite amazing.
Along with his truck, his coffee, snacks and goodies, and this time too, a couple of Krispy Kreme donuts. Inside his cab, he had a collection of badges and patches from all of his adventures.
So these patches represent my Sallyman storyboard, and each patch represents either a unit I've supported or a personal person I've supported along the way. And the idea is, when I retire as a Sallyman, the digger net says large outdoor dining room table, put the patches down and glass. When my morale is bad, I'm reminded to look up.
Powerful
so you can
stuff,
see
that
you can see there's quite a lot of patches there. So over 18 years, you can imagine there's quite a few stories behind those patches. Some I can't disclose, but you know, I'm a volunteer. I'm not employed by Defence. I work for the Salvation Army. But the memories and the special connections there are just, you know, what makes me turn up is that the connections and the memories.
Again, a huge thanks to the 3rd Brigade for having us and all the hard work that the 4th Regiment Royal Australian Artillery were conducting at High Range. It was a real experience that I'm going to remember for a very long time. Stay tuned to Listener and 102.3 Triple M for more adventures from behind the fences at Loverack Barracks.